Good morning. It's good to have you here today as we gather for worship on this fall Sunday. And we want to welcome all those, and especially those who may be visiting today. And if it is your first time here, we invite you to take a welcome card from the pew rack in front of you. We ask that you fill the card out and place it in the offering plate so that we may know who's been worshiping with us. Special welcome back to Marilyn Glover. Marilyn's been away for a couple weeks, and it's good to have Marilyn back at the organ. And want to invite all of you to stay for a few moments after the service for a time of refreshment and fellowship in our Judson Chapel, which is the room directly behind the sanctuary. And you will note on the inside back page of the bulletin the calendar for this week, and do just want to point out that there is no Bible study this coming Tuesday. So just want to point that out. And there are other announcements underneath the calendar that I want to just call your attention to. Also, the back page talks about the Refugee Immigration Ministry International Dinner on November 6th. And Marilyn Glover does have tickets for that if you would like to attend. Also, during coffee hour, there is a sign-up sheet for our White Cross request. Those items will be going to the Massachusetts Baptist Multicultural Ministries here in Massachusetts. And so there are some things, I think, that still need to be signed up for, so you may check that out as well. And I believe, as far as Autism Speaks, Chuck, are you ready to do that today? Okay. Mark and Dottie Foxen each fall participate in a fundraiser for Autism Speaks. That supports research as well as supporting families that have someone with autism. And the Foxes are away right now, but Charles Huddy will be accepting any donations that you might like to make to Autism Speaks while the Foxes are away. And you may see him during coffee hour after church today as well. In addition, there is an insert in your bulletin, double-sided, about two missionary couples who are on the mission field, are international missionaries, and we'll be hearing more about them later in the service. So at this time, I invite you to turn in the blue hymnal to selection number 703 for our responsive call to worship. Let us read responsively from God's holy word as we prepare our hearts and our minds for worship. Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth. God did this so that men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Proclaim his salvation day after day. His marvelous deeds among all peoples. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Our opening hymn this morning is the Christ for the World We Sing, number 702. Those who are able are invited to stand as we sing together.
Thank you.
us pray. Holy God, we praise you that you sent Jesus not to condemn, but to save us. As we worship today, touch our hearts and our imaginations, that we may abide in you and live in care toward the world you love in Jesus Christ. Glory be to you, God, fountain of love, word of truth, spirit of power. We ask this in Jesus' name and now pray as he taught, saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. May be seated. As we've been doing each Sunday this month, we've been seeing and meeting some of our international missionaries, especially those that are working in Cuba and in the Caribbean islands and in Mexico. And so we're going to be meeting two more today. David and Joyce Reed were here and preached here maybe 5 or 6 years ago while they were on home assignment. And I attended seminary with Joyce. And she graduated a year before me, and David graduated the year before I got there. So I knew Joyce very well, somewhat. And also Ketley Pierre, who we met last week, I also went to seminary with her. So there's some connections there, some personal connections. So it's good to be connecting with what they're doing now in ministry. So we're going to be watching David and Joyce Reed and Mercy Gonzalez Barnes today.
As Cuba's political and economic climate with the United States is rewritten, the entire country suddenly stands at the brink of there's more. More resources, more jobs, more travel. One Cuban said, we have more hope. Hope is an integral part of the Baptist community in Cuba. The Cuban Baptists have learned to thrive despite years of persecution, imprisonment, scrutiny, and restrictions. We're asking our Cuban partners, how can we offer resources and spiritual renewal? But we're also asking, what can you offer us as well? What can Cuban Baptists teach churches in the United States about going deeper with God?
I'm Joyce Reed.
And I'm David.
And we are regional missionaries to Ibero-America and the Caribbean in the area of spiritual renewal and spiritual formation. Our focus is to provide opportunities and training for our international partners to deepen their relationship with God, deepen our love for God and each other. Jesus was consistently finding time alone to pray and be with the Father. He modeled that solitude, rest, and renewal with God are how we are able to live and minister with depth and integrity. He showed us how to grow a spiritual resilience that will carry us through our struggles. His example taught the disciples what it means to be still and know that I am God.
In our experience as pastors, we've seen how pastors and church leaders aren't always good at taking care of themselves, especially when it comes to rest and renewal. It's hard to do by yourself. That's why we'd like to offer retreats and mentoring relationships with Cuban pastors so we can grow and mature in Christ together. Creating safe spaces for listening, living into hard questions, inviting God's response to deep issues in our lives. This is part of our journey as we partner with Cuba. We invite you to to journey with us as we begin to collaborate and minister with our brothers and sisters in Cuba. Hebrews chapter 11 records the story of faith of biblical men and women who have gone before us. By faith, Enoch. By faith, Abraham and Sarah. By faith, Moses. By faith, Rahab. And the stories continue. Then, when we rehearse our faith stories, when we remember them, then we begin to understand and get a glimpse of God's providence, God's love for humanity, and how God's story continues from generation to generation.
Hi, my name is Mercy Gonzalez Barnes, and I'm your regional missionary to Iberoamerica and the Caribbean.
My ministry focuses on theological education and leadership development, and I am following the path laid by my colleagues Ruth Mooney and Sue Haggerty in Cuba. One of my passions is the church and its history, which is one reason why this text is so appropriate. Church history allows us to understand the church in the context of the cultures, movements, institutions, and philosophies that have surrounded it. We begin to grasp pieces of God's pattern for the world, and we begin to discover our own history and how we fit into the larger picture. With diplomatic relations strengthening between the U.S. and Cuba, many are wondering what that means for Christians in both countries. After the revolution, many Christians fled the country, leaving a small remnant on the island. In the 1990s, however, Castro began to soften his policies toward the church and its believers. Today, theological seminaries operate independently and without the direction of the Cuban government. Theological education in Cuba has emerged stronger than ever. Cuban Baptists support seminaries in both the eastern and western sides of the island. Church history invites us to see with new eyes and discover where God has already been at work and see the expanding choir of the great cloud of witnesses. Partnering with Cuban Baptists opens up a unique view of God's work in a country that has been closed to us for decades. Join with me as we begin to explore how our faith stories intersect and overlap with the stories of our Cuban Baptist brothers and sisters.
As I mentioned earlier, we are focusing on Cuba. That's the theme for this year's World Mission Offering, but we are in over 70 countries between having our own American Baptist missionaries and working with partner mission groups in over 70 countries. So we are receiving your gifts to the World Mission Offering. I believe we received about $266 toward the goal of $800 so far this month. So if you haven't given, if you have not given, or if you'd like to give another gift, there are envelopes in the pews. But also, it's not just about money. It's also about praying, and that's what my message this morning, my sermon is about. It's about praying for our missionaries. So we want to, you know, remember both parts of the mission field. They need financial support, but they also need prayer support. So let's pray for just a moment right now. Almighty God, we thank you for the Reeds and for Mercy Barnes, Gonzalez Barnes, and the ministry that they have in this region. And Lord, we know for both of them, this is a new area for them to work. They've been on the mission field in other places. And it's an exciting time, Lord. And one of the things I got from these two videos, Lord, was the message of hope for the Cubans and for other areas that our missionaries are offering and bringing hope to people who have not had much. in their lives. And Lord, we pray that we may offer our gifts and our prayers that may be a supportive of the hope that is presented to them through Jesus Christ. It's in his name that we ask this. Amen. This is the time in our service that we're able to share celebrations and concerns with one another and then go into prayer. And we want to continue to remember Irene Hoffman as she's awaiting surgery next Monday, a week from tomorrow. We want to keep Irene in prayer as she's in a lot of pain from her back. And just, you know, pray for the medical team that will be caring for her during that surgery and her recovery. Also, I spoke with May Upperman last night, and May's doing okay. She's got a few things that she's able to eat now, so that her weight has stabilized, and the doctors are okay with that for right now. So we just want to keep May in mind, though she still does have trouble swallowing, so we want to keep her in prayer. Also, we want to, you know, remember those who are, you know, serving in our military and those serving in militaries around the world. And we are thinking of Iraq today and those who are going into Mosul and, you know, being told it's a very dangerous situation there. We just want to keep that situation in prayer today. Do you have any requests for prayer, either celebrations or concerns? So it's traveling for the Jacobson family as they're traveling, and traveling mercies as they're traveling this week. Anyone else have a prayer request? Yes. Hi, Carl. So David Tolstrup continues in treatments, but is doing it better than expected by the doctor. So that's wonderful news. And I want to keep others in prayer that are undergoing treatments at this time. Anyone else? Okay, then let's go to God, lifting up some of these requests or something that's on your heart. Let's pray together. Gracious and loving God, as we gather here this morning, we recognize that some have traveled geographically quite a distance to be here. Others may have just walked down the block. And no matter where we are on that continuum, Lord, of distance, it's good to be here in your house, to worship you with other believers and seekers this day. And Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity of spending these moments in conversation with you, not only giving you our wish list and our concern list and our celebration list, but also spending a few moments to be open to you to speak to us and communicate to us. Lord, we pray that your Spirit will continue to move within us and among us as we worship this day. We pray that we will be different people for having been here today and having worshiped together and been in your presence here. Lord, we are mindful in this fall season that a lot of people do travel, and we pray for those who are traveling in the coming days, and just pray for safety, pray for the staff of the airlines that are, you know, taking care of passengers. Lord, we celebrate with Cordell as he has graduated and will have a job and hopefully and will be able to, you know, begin to earn some money for himself and resume living. Lord, we just celebrate with him that he graduated. And Lord, we pray for those this day who are ill, and we pray for those that, you know, need healing in their lives, and we pray for that healing according to your will for their lives. We lift up those who are injured today, those who are undergoing rehabilitation, those awaiting and recovering from surgery. Lord, we just lift them up to you now and place them in your hands and pray for your care to be with them. Lord, we also remember those who are in mourning today, feeling loneliness and separation from a loved one. Lord, we pray that your Spirit may fill the hole that is in their heart, that they may, you know, feel your presence as a comfort, and that you may bring peace to them. Lord, as we look around our world, we see so much violence, and we see places where military is trying to infiltrate other areas. And Lord, we just lift up our world to you this day. And as we've prayed for our missionaries who are bringing hope and light to the world, we pray for those areas that are living in violence today. And we pray for the innocent ones who are often injured or sometimes killed because of warfare taking place. We're also mindful, Lord, of our local streets, especially in the city of Boston, where gunfire sometimes is erratic. and innocents are injured, even in their own homes. And we pray for those who have been injured that way. Lord, this day, we thank you for the blessings that we have. We thank you that we are able to be here today. We pray for those who are not able to be here today, that you may be with them as well. And we offer all of these things to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We've worshiped in many different ways this morning. And right now we have a way of worshiping God and thanking God tangibly by offering our tithes and our gifts. The ushers will now receive the morning offering.
Oh.
Let us pray. Lord, we do thank you for the world that we live in. And Lord, we know that Christ came to save this world. Lord, we pray that these gifts in our lives may be used to share that good news with others, that those people in the world who have not heard about or know Jesus may come to do that. We ask this in his name. Amen.
Thank you.
You may be seated. David Williams is our lay reader today and will be reading the scripture.
Good morning. The scripture today is from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. It's a prayer for the church in Israel, and the beginning in the 3rd chapter, 14th verse. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. I pray that, according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him whom by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than we all can ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church in Christ Jesus, to all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you, David. Let's pray together. Lord, we have read and heard from your written word this day, words from the Apostle Paul, words that he was writing to believers in Ephesus and talking about what he prays for. Lord, we pray that we might use his instructions and his words as a model for how we might pray also for others. We pray this day that our hearts and minds may be open, that we may receive a word from you that may help us in our daily living and strengthen us in our discipleship. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen. What do we pray for? Our congregation has prayed for decisions being made by individuals as well as the congregation. We've prayed for members to be healed and loved ones to be healed as well. We've prayed for those who have been afflicted by natural disasters. We've also prayed for God's global servants. But sometimes we simply pray, God bless all the missionaries. Amen. Through the World Mission Offering, we financially support the work of American Baptist International Ministries, global workers, and the partner organizations with which they serve. We can accompany that financial support with prayer support as well. The Apostle Paul's letter to the church at Ephesus included a great example of how to pray for the ministries of others, which we read as today's scripture. Paul indicates that he prays that others may have inner strength and power through God's Spirit, that Christ will live in them through faith, that they will know Christ's love and will base their service in that love, and that they may be completely filled with God. International Ministries is engaged in the work of Christ at four corners of the earth, and we can learn to intercede more specifically on behalf of those who serve there rather than just the generic God bless the missionaries. The first corner of the earth is the Western Hemisphere. The Cuba team that we've heard about so much this month is composed of International Ministries, global workers, and volunteers with a variety of skill sets. We've been learning many things about the mission work in Cuba this month. This includes the Cuba team members who visit the island to collaborate with International Ministries partner organizations there. And these organizations include, we heard this today about organizations in the East and the West, and we heard a couple weeks ago that that was set up back in the late 1800s between Southern Baptists got the western part of the island and the American Baptists got the eastern part. And some of those organizations that exist today that we work with are the Eastern Cuba Baptist Convention and the Fraternity of Baptist Churches in Cuba. Combined, they represent about 500 churches and more than 4,000 house churches and missions. How exciting to hear that's going on in Cuba. One team member we already met this morning Mercy Gonzalez Barnes, whom we heard about in one of the video segments. And just a few words of reminder to highlight her ministry in this first corner of the earth. Mercy was commissioned as an international ministry missionary in the year 2000 to work in theological education in Mexico. And now she is a regional missionary in Mexico and the Caribbean for theological education and leadership development. That's what we were seeing in today's video. She writes, "Please pray for our family as we discern the right timing for our relocation. Pray for our son Joshua as he begins his junior year of high school. Pray for my husband Rick as he searches for God's leading for a new place of ministry." We move around the globe. The second corner of the earth is Europe. And one of International Ministries' missionary couples serving there is Terry and Tom Myers, who work with an IM partner organization called the Baptist Union of Bulgaria. Terry manages a literacy program for Roma children whose parents have menial jobs. Children need the tutoring in order to gain a high school diploma. The program, now in its 12th year, has brought hope so that the children can fulfill their God-given potential. Terry also works with victims of human trafficking. Tom's ministry focuses on development and job and small business creation, working to help the Sophia Baptist Church open a coffee shop ministry and other outreach efforts in their new building. As we continue traveling around the globe, the third corner of the earth is Africa. An International Ministries missionary couple serving there is Jill and Mike Lowry, who work with a partner organization, the Congolese Baptist Community. They are highlighted on one side of the bulletin insert this morning. Jill serves unwed mothers and other young women through the Matendi Women's Center, which opened in 2001. This center offers courses in sewing and knitting, cooking and restaurant work, literacy and life skills, Bible study, praise, and worship. The staff provide one-on-one counseling, since most students have been victims of violence or abuse. Her husband, Mike, is a quiet man who's being stretched by God to lead the International Protestant Church in the capital city of Kinshasa. He also serves as visiting professor at the Baptist University of Kikongo. The fourth corner of the earth, as we continue traveling the globe, is Asia. Annie and Jeff Dieselberg are International Ministries missionary couples serving in Bangkok, Thailand. You can also learn more about them on the reverse side of the insert today. Annie was a missionary kid who grew up in the Congo. She has served for more than 20 years in Bangkok, providing intervention to sexually exploited women and children. The women are offered an income-making opportunity through the ministry where Annie is CEO. And that business, that ministry, is Nightlife Design Company Limited. And that company makes jewelry, silkscreen shirts, and other items like that. So the women that have been abused and exploited sexually now have a means of finding a way of living independently. Her husband Jeff teaches urban transformation at Thai seminaries and serves as chaplain at Nightlight and is senior pastor of Song Sawang, which means Shine the Light Church. A young man named Pub, a recent worshiper at the church, was scheduled to become a Buddhist monk, but his parents released him from that obligation, and he accepted Christ and was baptized through the ministry of that church. Earlier this month, we sang these words, "In Christ there is no east or west, in him no south or north, but one great fellowship of love throughout the whole wide earth. In him shall true hearts everywhere their high communion fine, his service to the golden cord, close binding humankind. Join hands, then, members of the faith, whatever your race may be, who serves my Father as his child is surely kin to me. In Christ now meet both East and West, in him meet North and South. All Christly souls are one in him throughout the whole wide earth. Our American Baptist International missionaries and their mission partners serve in all four corners of the earth, East and West, North and South, and are linked together through the love of Jesus Christ. We have an opportunity to join in this ministry through our financial gifts, but more importantly, through our prayers. I'm going to invite you to turn in the bulletin now and let us remember these global servants as we join together in the World Mission Offering responsive prayer that is printed in the bulletin. Let us pray together as we read responsively this prayer. Dear God, we thank you for the men and women and even whole families who have heard your call to serve as International Ministries global workers at the four corners of the earth. We think of American Baptist missionaries like Mercy Gonzalez Barnes, who is on the Cuba team, and the partner organizations with whom she works. We pray. We celebrate the mission of Terry and Tom Myers as they minister through the Baptist Union of Bulgaria. We pray. We lift up to you the ministries of Jill and Mike Lowry as they work with the Congolese Baptist community. We pray. We ask you to be with Annie and Jeff Dieselberg in Bangkok, Thailand. We pray. We give thanks that what we give through the World Mission Offering supports ministries in more than 70 countries around the world. Our closing hymn this morning is O Christians Haste, number 712, and we'll be singing verses 1, 3, and 4 only. We have been called by God to love the world and all humankind. God said to Jacob, "Your offspring will spread to the four corners of the earth." May the good news of God spread throughout the world. Let us carry the gospel to the north, south, east, and west. May all that we say and all that we do be a blessing through the grace of God. Amen.